Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I've got Christmas on my mind.
Every year I struggle with what to buy the staff for Christmas, and then they claim they like what I get them. I should probably make you guys do a list this year.
I've asked for yoga pants in the past. I've been pleased with my gift every year. So
you asked Steve for yoga pants?
I did.
Yeah, because Pat wouldn't buy them.
Steve likes to give gift cards, so I'd like to steer my gift card into the Lululemon. Yeah. Last year he gave me Athleta, and I got a jacket there.
See?
I know.
It all works.
Remember, I actually bought a green jacket, but then I was like freaked out because I can't wear
green. Because you don't like green.
And then I returned it and got a black.
You have so much stress in your life.
I know.
So are we buying Christmas presents for everyone on the staff?
No, Steve doesn't.
No, I buy for you guys. You don't buy for me, and then I pretend I'm bitter.
Hey, I gave you fruit. Mike and I gave you fruit.
Are we doing our Secret Santa thing this year?
Yeah, I forgot about that. We got to do that, too.
Mary doesn't like that.
You know, Santa and Mrs. Claus are in studio. We should probably have a little more Christmas spirit.
Hello. Yeah, well, we've got Christmas Pete.
Christmas Pete, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I bet you're giddy.
I am giddy.
You got special guest introduced in just a second. Yep. How about, are you getting nervous? The Claus man and Mrs. are right here.
I know. I'm on my best behavior.
Well, I would hope. Good morning, Santa.
We're watching everybody.
All right, Santa, pull that microphone a little closer, too, if you don't mind. I know your lips are frozen, but perfect. By the way, your lovely wife, how long have you and Mrs. Claus been married now?
A long, long, long time.
And what's the key to a long marriage at the North Pole?
Communication. Communication.
Can't you see Santa reading Cosmo? All right, you got a trivia question?
I do. In the November 10th, 2002 episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Mary, Joseph, and Larry.
This is so great.
Cheryl's
great
devout
episode.
Christian family is keeping Larry up at night by singing Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm.
Larry decides to go to the kitchen and eat some of his feelings. What does Larry eat that upsets the rest of the family?
Mm-hmm. Can you also tell people how that episode ends?
With Larry getting in a fight with Joseph, live nativity Joseph.
And the reason they got in a fight?
Because Larry was looking a little too close.
Talking about Mary's, how hot Mary was.
Bosom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's Curb Your
Enthusiasm. As the family looks on and sees all
I'm sorry, you shouldn't have probably said that in front of Santa.
Quite a Christmas segment we've got going here.
He's going on the naughty list.
All right, so we need an answer. 312-981-7200 is the number. In the meantime, you must have some music?
I do have music, and today I have a special guest, the Old Town School Community Choir, live in studio.
Come on.
Yay.
Live from our music performance studio. Do we have a sponsor for that yet?
I don't think it's been inked.
Okay, near the PPG Paints green room where they once were. See how I got that in?
Thank you. They're doing the Christmas classic, Dona Nobis Pacem.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. You know, and I think about all the times the family would get together and get in a big circle around the tree and sing "Dona Nobi Pacem." The Old Town School is great. You know, Abigail Grace goes to the Old Town School for music lessons, music class. So I love the Old Town School. More from them in a second. Pete, who would you like to speak with now?
He would like to get the answer to his trivia question.
Yes, he would.
So we can give away the $100 gift card to Tree Time with the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations anywhere. Everything Christmas at Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington.
And it's Victoria. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
You sound very serious, Victoria. Are you at work right now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in the parking lot waiting to go into a 10 o'clock appointment.
All right, repeat after me. Dona Nobi Pacem.
Dona Nobi Pacem.
All right, good. That's not the answer to the question, though, is it? What is the question one more time, Christmas Pete?
In the November 10th, 2002 episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Mary, Joseph, and Larry, Cheryl's devout Christian family is keeping Larry up at night by singing Christmas carols. Larry decides to go to the kitchen for a midnight snack. What does Larry eat that upsets rest of his family?
I am such a huge Curb fan. He eats baby Jesus, the nativity, the cookies.
Larry! What?
What happened to the cookies?
What?
The cookies!
The cookies from... what, from last night?
Yeah!
What, I ate them!
What? You ate them?! There, you ate the baby Jesus and his mother Mary.
I thought they were animal cookies.
Animal cookies?
Oh, are you kidding?
What? Jesus Christ is not an animal, all right?
I thought he was a monkey.
A monkey?
Oh, please.
Mary, have you
the Son of God was a monkey?
We worked all day on those cookies.
I'm sorry.
You didn't see the hay, the toasted coconut was hay, the barn.
I thought that was all part of the zoo.
Why don't we have a zoo on Christmas Day? Okay,
I think, you know what? I'll make it up to you.
How are you going
to
make it up to us, Larry? Okay, you just swallowed our Lord and Savior.
Come on.
That's so good.
It's just so wrong. On 100 levels. Hey, congratulations. Sandberg, what did she win?
A $100 gift card to Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Very nice. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
All right, Victoria.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your 10 o'clock meeting. Hold on.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break.
A quick break, and then we're going to find out a Christmas activity to attend.
And here's some more choir?
If there's time, we have more choir.
But also,
we've got our special guests here.
Yeah, yeah, we have special guests all over the room. Mm-hmm. Stand by, more of that in a second.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I've got Christmas on my mind.
By the way, Christmas Pete is available for in-home visits throughout the holiday season.
And they have each segment is on WGMRadio.com, so you can relive the festivities.
Very nice. Say hi to our special guest first to your right and then to your left.
Well, I'm recommending a bunch of things to do around the city. Today is a very special day because today is the kickoff of the multi-things that you could do around Chicago, including the tree lighting. And I have special guests to my right, Santa Claus and his lovely wife, Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Claus, you look fabulous. And I know you don't want to talk, but I'm just telling you, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
She's got snowflake earrings on.
Yeah, you're really great.
Very crystal.
Santa,
very pretty.
Is it possible you're over your skis?
A whole lot.
Yeah, okay.
Whole lot on this one.
Yes, and they're going to, of course, be appearing throughout the holiday season.
Yeah, they'll be at the tree lighting.
Yeah, we'll be at the tree lighting
tonight. We talked to the owner of that tree.
Debbie Orth.
The Elmhurst pine.
And small world, I know the guy she's dating. It's just weird. It's like in the world of bizarre. Anyway, so have fun out there.
Oh, we will.
And Santa, thanks for taking time out from the North Pole to come down. As you can see, this is real work.
This is really, really...
It's tough.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Yeah, it's what it's tough. And to your left?
And to my left, I have Erin Harkey. She's the deputy commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events for the City of Chicago, and she can tell you a little bit more about all the exciting things that are happening as far as the holidays are concerned here in the city.
Well, let me hit you with a few. What time's the tree lighting?
It's at 6 p.m.
Everybody's invited?
Everybody's invited. It's free and open to the public.
Uh-huh.
The actual lighting ceremony will take place at 6:30, and it's going to be followed by some fireworks, so it'll be really exciting.
Skating? When do we skate?
Skating starts today, too. So the skating rink will be open starting this afternoon, and and people can get their skate on.
How about the Maggie Daly ice strip thing, whatever? That's,
that opens today as well.
Oh, I prefer when we are having way too nice of weather this time of year and can't skate. So I'm a little disappointed that it's so cold that people are going to have no problem skating.
I'm okay with super cold for like 24 hours. Yeah. And then after that, we got to shut it down.
I'm with Mary. I like the wet skate.
Yeah. Like if you're in LA, you know, and it's not quite.
I think that's called swimming.
Like the 65.
And isn't there caroling too?
There is caroling in the Old Town School Community Choir. They are going to
start us off on November 23rd. So we have Friday night caroling from the 23rd to December 14th, and we have a bonus caroling on December 12th.
Will they be doing Ponce de Donut?
I think they will be.
But and it's if you've never been, I implore you to go down there because it's beautiful. The, you know, obviously the music is wonderful,
sure.
But the setting is beautiful. They do it right in front of the Bean.
Sure.
You can see the city, you know, if perhaps it might be snowing. You know,
he's commanding for snow.
He loves Christmas. It's tremendous.
And the tree lighting is also wonderful. And last year I went and it was kind of rainy and kind of sloppy.
Have you ever missed one?
It was a wet lighting.
It was
Justin.
A wet lighting. Yeah.
You've never missed one, have you?
I've missed a few.
Oh, you have?
I'm missing tonight, too, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's too bad. You should
You should go because the weather is going to be
have I told you?
He's helping his wife. That's why he's missing it.
Yeah, she's busy. Did I tell you I had the honor of lighting the tree?
The
honor. The city Christmas tree. Mark Giangreco and I 1 year did it. With Mayor Daley.
That's an all-star cast right there.
Yeah.
It's a great honor.
Celebs.
I remember when Mayor Daley looked at me and went, let's get this done with. Yeah. But it's really cool. Really, really cool.
This will be Rahm Emanuel's last, I guess, correct?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be invited back.
Yeah, of course.
It's his town. Yeah. So all of that information is easily attainable. Aaron, where?
On millenniumpark.org.
MillenniumPark.org.
Can I give a plug for another thing that
we're
doing that's new this year?
Sure.
We have a new art market. So that's this weekend only. It's from 11 to 7 p.m. So it's Friday, starting today, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And it's a partnership with the School of the Art Institute, Columbia College, and After School Matters. So it's all work by local youth, and it's very
cool. Great.
All right, maybe these guys could sing us out. We'll take a break, come back, and they'll sing us out into the next show. Is that all right? And Santa, Mrs. Claus, have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Steve.
Please bring me stuff.
Merry Christmas to you,
Steve. Okay.
And happy Hanukkah.
And to you, sir. Minute before 10. I hope everybody has a nice weekend. We'll, of course, be back on Monday. And Christmas Pete will wrap things up here for us in just a second. But Bill's in today with?
Judy Pilak is my co-host.
Hey. Always been a big fan of Judy.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice lady.
Always liked her.
Just call me Juwendy.
Juwendy. Steve standing by in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio coming up. Do you have anything to share before we do this?
I want to say this, Steve. Your show, the Steve Cochran Show, celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, good for you. Just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
But don't say the last part.
No, don't say that part.
No, don't say the last
part. It'll screw up the whole system and be down.
Yeah, because we're going to introduce the Old Town School to sing us out.
Reboot.
Oh, all right. Well, then take it away, Steve.
Don Pete, you take it away.
All right, up now is the Old Town School Community Choir. They'll be kicking off caroling at the Cloud Gate on November 23rd. They are here to take us out with This Little Light of Mine.
Merry Christmas!
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Kids, keep singing, Bill.
It's news time right now. It's all sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here with the news is Steve Bertrand.